I held my second little grandson the other day, and it tore my heart out thinking that somewhere in this city, a baby just like that was ripped limb from limb inside the mother's womb and sucked out and thrown into the trash can, torn to pieces. Before they can even cry, before they have a chance to open their little eyes, before a mother can even hold it in her arms, in a stupor, they allow someone to invade their bodies and tear up life that only God can give. You hear me when I tell you, it is murder, and God is going to judge this nation for it. But I got even more appalling news for you. If we who know the truth sit back and do nothing, we are as guilty as those who actually take their lives. We are as guilty as those who actually take their lives. If we're going to hide, stick our fingers in our ears, and try to act like this doesn't exist, all we're going to do is be eaten up gradually. And Christians are too pious, too holy, to look down and see what's going on. This is pure, outright war. Your children are at stake. The future of this country is at stake. Somebody ought to be screaming and stomping and making noise, because the wrath of God is going to come on a lackadaisical and unconcerned people if we are not careful. When will you realize that this is war? There comes a time, with all of our bleeding and aching and hurting, that we stand up and say, I'll fight to the death. I've got something to fight for and somebody fighting for me. Therefore, I'm tired of complaining and giving up. I will march forward into the fray, into the heat of the battle, into the spray of bullets, and I will be what God has called me to be. I want to see the evangelical community rise up like the flaming army God called it to be. And if it takes yelling and screaming and walking and trouncing the floor like this to get just one person to get involved, then I'm going to do it. Yes, Jesus Christ is our Savior and our salvation, of course! But it doesn't help when you just say it inside this building. It only helps when you get out there to people who need Him. Am I preaching the truth right now? Now, Father, as we leave this place, I pray that we will become activists for righteousness. That we will become involved. Now, there'll be plenty of people who won't like it. And there are going to be some things coming in this city soon, Lord, that will divide this city. But may we be men and women enough to stand on the Lord's side and do the right thing. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. It's time for us to do what God called us to do.
Now hear you the rebuke from the Lord in Matthew 18. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father. For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. But how think you, if a man has 100 sheep, or even 7,000 of them, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to find the one led to destruction, even to the slaughterhouse? And even when he finds him, does he not rejoice? Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that even the least of these little ones should perish. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone be hanged around his neck and that he be drowned in the depth of the sea. Once again, Pastor Livingston.
I held my second little grandson the other day, and it tore my heart out thinking that somewhere in this city, a baby just like that was ripped limb from limb inside the mother's womb and sucked out and thrown into the trash can, torn to pieces. Before they can even cry, before they have a chance to open their little eyes, before a mother can even hold it in her arms, in a stupor, they allow someone to invade their bodies and tear up life that only God can give. You hear me when I tell you, it is murder, And God is going to judge this nation for it. But I got even more appalling news for you. If we who know the truth sit back and do nothing, we are as guilty as those who actually take their lives. We are as guilty as those who actually take their lives. If we're going to hide, stick our fingers in our ears, and try to act like this doesn't exist, all we're going to do is be eaten up gradually. And Christians are too pious, too holy, to look down and see what's going on. This is pure, outright war. Your children are at stake. The future of this country is at stake. Somebody ought to be screaming and stomping and making noise, because the wrath of God is going to come on a lackadaisical and unconcerned people if we are not careful. When will you realize that this is war? There comes a time, with all of our bleeding and aching and hurting, that we stand up and say, I'll fight to the death. I've got something to fight for and somebody fighting for me. Therefore, I'm tired of complaining and giving up. I will march forward into the fray, into the heat of the battle, into the spray of bullets, and I will be what God has called me to be. I want to see the evangelical community rise up like the flaming army God called it to be. And if it takes yelling and screaming and walking and trouncing the floor like this to get just one person to get involved, then I'm going to do it. Yes, Jesus Christ is our Savior and our salvation, of course. But it doesn't help when you just say it inside this building. It only helps when you get out there to people who need Him. Am I preaching the truth right now? Now, Father, as we leave this place, I pray that we will become activists for righteousness. That we will become involved. Now, there'll be plenty of people who won't like it. And there are going to be some things coming in this city soon, Lord, that will divide this city. But may we be men and women enough to stand on the Lord's side and do the right thing. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. It's time for us to do what God called us to do.